What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. After 2 days of being closed, small and medium-sized pharmacies in the country opened their doors on Wednesday after reaching an agreement with the government over the 30% discount that was established for 117 medications. In a statement, the National Union of Pharmacy Owners expressed its satisfaction that the government heeded its recommendations on the price of medicines, which favour pharmacies that will benefit the population. Small and medium-sized pharmacies represent 70% of the country's pharmacies, and as such we hope to be an active part of all the tables and discussions that take place between the government and the parties involved, in order to seek the best solutions that represent the benefit for all citizens, is highlighted in the statement. The owners' protest measure ended after a meeting with the government on drug prices. Those affected gave as an example that if they buy medicine for a dollar and sell it for $1.40, with the provisions of Executive Decree 17, they would have to sell it to a retiree, a jubilado, for 79 cents, for which they would lose 21% on each sale. The government announced that this Tuesday that it prepared a new ministerial resolution with the objective that the 30% discount on the 170 medicines starts from the pharmaceutical houses. Similarly, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, and the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, yesterday signed the decree that repeals Executive Decree 95 of the 14th of May of 2019 and regulates Law 1 of January the 10th of 2001. This is on medicines and other products for human health, which allows importation under the health registry. The new decree, the presidency reported in a statement, will allow the opening of the drug market so that other agents can import these products under the current health registration in the country. The goal, to reduce the cost of drugs and end oligopolies in Panama. After a negotiation process, the General Director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, assured that the discount on medicines demanded by the population may be possible. The industry of manufacturers of innovative products grouped in the Central American and Caribbean Federation of Pharmaceutical Laboratories assumed 30% of the discount. That discount will be transferred to distributors, who are obliged to transfer it also to small pharmacies, and these in turn to the final consumer, explained Lau Cortez in statements to TVN Noticias. Lau Cortez said that for a long time, health registrations were a barrier for products to enter the market, because if I registered a product X, that registration was practically mine, not the laboratory's. No other person could bring it to Panama. Now the Director of Social Security remarked that we're opening the market by allowing products that come from countries with high-standard regulatory entities to be recognized in the country, as in the case with those that have international certifications, such as the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, the European Medicines Agency, or those with certifications from the World Health Organization, Pan American Health Organization, once they comply with national regulations. Through international agreements, health registries of Central America will also be recognized as they recognize those of the country, added Lau Cortez. The director of the CSS also highlighted that the technical table for medicines recommended to the President of the Republic that the Minister of Health submit to the Cabinet a modification to Article 8 of Law 24 of 1963 that allows pharmacies, regardless of their size, be able to import their medicines, complying with established provisions. For Lau Cortez, it is great news because it eliminates the idea that a single person has control of the drug, sets the price, and there are no other options for the population. For the Vice Minister of Finance, Jorge Almengor, at the end of August or in September, the effects of the cost containment that was announced by President Laurentino Cortizo last July will be seen. Almengor pointed out that the measures announced by President Cortizo are more related to a 10% reduction in the payroll and could represent a monthly reduction of between $25 and $30 million. He added that this cost containment is linked to the reduction of operating expenses and personal services of officials such as ministers. The Deputy Minister emphasised that different administrative measures must also be taken in the entities to make them operational. He emphasised that these will be contracts that will not be renewed, and in some cases a voluntary retirement programme will be applied. A reduction could also be presented in positions that are not necessary. Almangor recalled that the Administrative Career Directorate and the directors of the Human Resources Departments of the various entities have already begun the process of reducing expenses. For the official, these effects should not only remain in the General State Budget in 2022, but should be reflected in those of 23, 24 and onwards. He stressed that the rights of the different officials are being recognised, especially the accumulation for time worked in the government, and the parameters of the administrative career will be followed. He added that the General Directorate of Administrative Careers is clear about the amount that must be recognised in each case, obviously without undermining rights such as proportional vacations and 13 months, he added. An investigation carried out by the El Espectador de Colombia indicates the existence of Panama of Colombian businessmen who have promised, sold and designed at least two mega-projects, one in Punta Chame and the other in El Higo de San Carlos, which were never delivered and have been catalogued by buyers as a scam. According to the investigation, the businessmen who lead the construction companies El Poblador Panama and Land Developers Group promised the delivery of both lots, which currently do not have basic services such as water and electricity. The complaint to the Colombian media was made by the 40-year-old civil engineer Alejandro Roman, who met two older adults and there he found out about the problem. Now, according to the journalistic investigation, there are 192 families that claim for their investments in 45 hectares made in 2015. A large part of the complaints made their investments in the Aquamar project located in Punta Chame, which was sold as a residential lot club, country houses which, according to the brochures, each person could design and build their own house. El Espectador also points out that when consulting the representatives of the companies in Panama, their response was that they had, quote, no liquidity. Said company has more than 175 complaints in the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ECODECO, and has moved offices on more than two occasions. During the Alta operation, two men allegedly linked to the murder of the 24-year-old model from Colón, Ángel de la Espada, were apprehended. The apprehensions took place on the morning of this Wednesday. It should be remembered that Colonense de la Espada was attacked in the parking lot of the Alta Plaza shopping centre at around 11 p.m. on the 15th of June. According to reports from the public ministry in the Santa Marta sector, officials from the homicide and femicide section of the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office apprehended alias Sergio, who allegedly is linked to this homicide, and also alias Figurita, was also apprehended also in Santa Marta, from whom more than $1,000 in cash were seized. With these arrests, there are already now three men apprehended with alleged links to the case. De La Espada had a high-flying lifestyle and published photos of his trips to different countries around the world on his social networks. The National Directorate of Food Control and Veterinary Surveillance of the Ministry of Health reported on Wednesday that the company that distributes Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream, which is manufactured in France, withdrew it from sale points in the country. According to the Ministry of Health statement, the product was withdrawn because the French health authorities reported the presence of ethylene oxide in these products. In addition, the health alert emerged through a statement from the Rapid Alert System for Food Products and Feed of the European Union. The contamination is found in the Madagascar vanilla extract, which is used in its manufacture, which has affected several batches, the statement said. These lots have best before dates of July the 15th of 2022 and May the 16th of 2023. Another batch affected is Vanilla Terrine, best before date of July the 6th of 2022 and May of the 21st of 23. The unit weight is 460 millilitres. Minicup Vanilla Collection is also contaminated in a varied presentation with four tubs, best before dates between July the 6th of 2022, May the 21st of 23. Unit weight 4 times 95 millilitres. The distributor, in coordination with the Ministry of Health as a precautionary measure, withdrew from the market the presentations of the Häagen-Dazs brand vanilla ice cream manufactured in France. And that's it. There's our look. There's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.